feeling, Michelle? You feeling zen?
Deep breaths. In through the nose. Out through the mouth.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, everybody.
It's 6 p.m. Friday.
It's time for some deep meditation.
On Shut Up, Weirdo.
Gross. Hi.
What's up? I'm Frangry. What's up, weirdos?
Hey, weirdos.
We're here. We're excited for this snowstorm.
It's cold.
We got a couple things we need to say first.
Go for it.
One of them is, good luck, Ted, who is under the weather today.
I did not know that. Feel better, Ted.
We're rooting for you. Another is, Michelle got her period.
And that's not another.
Oh, sorry.
But
you need to thank someone.
Mm-hmm. Thank you to whoever sent me a gift from France. It was chocolate marzipan food.
Oh, sorry.
Really? Anyway, there was no card. I have no idea who this is from, but someone sent me chocolate-covered marzipan.
Thank you to that man who sent me nothing.
Thank you for sending me something. And the additional gift of Frangry getting nothing was lovely.
Yeah, I knew you'd like that, you selfish bee. We'd also like to say that we wish our pal Johnny Muller a very happy birthday. His birthday was on Wednesday. We miss you, pal.
We miss you.
Anything else?
I think that's about it.
Not pretty looking... sure we've already done tonight's topic, and pretty sure I don't care. How about you, Michelle?
You know I'm cool with it.
People are still freaking out about the comments board color. If you want to look at the color of our comments board, you can go to WFMU.org and click on the playlist and comments link.
People are still mad about it? People are so uptight, aren't they? Where are you going? What are you doing?
I'm leaving! I hate this place!
You love it. What'd you break?
My chair.
I am tired. I'm very tired.
God damn it. This is like majorly professional what I'm doing right now. Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is, what's the grossest thing you've ever witnessed in public? This morning, on my way to work.
I don't think this is gross.
What? It's totally gross.
I don't think it's gross at all.
I straight up saw a guy open the door to his car and pour out a jar of urine onto the ground.
Where else is he supposed to go to the bathroom?
How about you just pull over and go to a Starbucks?
Ugh. If I was a dude, I would totally go in my car all the time.
I guess I would too.
I dated a guy who built a loft bed for himself, and he built a urinal inside of it.
Tell me more, Michelle.
I loved this boy.
Wait, is this the guy with the cucumbers?
Yeah.
Oh, they were zucchinis, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he built a urinal inside his lofted bed area because he didn't want to have to walk downstairs to go to the bathroom. So he would, like, pee in the corner in this urinal that went all the way down, and then he would empty the bucket downstairs when he would go downstairs. I thought it was pretty cool.
I'm going to go get that other chair.
Why? You look so funny right now.
Why don't you tell people about our topic?
Our topic is the most disgusting... What's our topic? The most disgusting thing you've ever seen in public. Yeah. And I couldn't think of one because I don't think I'm grossed out that easily by stuff.
I'm grossed out by every damn thing. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. They might not be able to hear
you. I'm grossed out by every damn thing. Nobody's calling us.
201-209-9368.
Still not a call.
Why?
I don't know. Everybody should be at home, like, waiting for the giant snowstorm.
It's going to be 6 inches of snow. Why is everyone panicking?
Because it's more somewhere else.
Because people don't want to leave the house?
I don't know, because it's, like, 30 somewhere else.
Somewhere else, not here.
I've had enough with everyone in the comments about the color of the comments board. Deal with it.
Who's getting uppity, Marcel?
Madman. Mr. Johnny. basically all the bitches that listen.
Madman's not a bitch. He could kick your ass.
He would murder me.
He could kill you so easily.
I know, but he wouldn't. Mr. Johnny says it was him.
No, it wasn't. It was from France.
He said, "You're welcome. Suck it, Frangry."
He wasn't him because he doesn't live in France.
Maybe he faked that postage.
You can't fake international postage. What is he, an international spy? He's just trying to take credit for it. I don't think it was him. But if it was, thank you. What?
This is a bad topic.
Why?
It's just stupid.
Why? Do we have a plan B? Should we do the topic I wanted to do?
Maybe. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Jenna.
What's up, Jenna? Are you married yet?
So, the grossest thing...
Wait, no, Jenna. You gotta answer my question.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear it.
Are you married yet?
No.
Good.
So, why?
Because, I don't know, kids grow up so fast these days. Do you have a boyfriend?
What base married. Have you gotten to?
Yeah. Are you a virgin still? Is that weird to ask?
Yeah.
Okay, you don't have to answer. That means no.
All right, hi, Dad, if you're listening, how are you? Okay.
You're in so much trouble, Jenna.
All right, go, tell us. We're listening.
A girl throwing up all over herself as she stumbled down the street.
Same.
Listen.
Been there.
Is that the girl? Was it Michelle? Did she have long black hair and bangs?
I've never done something like that.
Was she wearing overalls? Was she goth in the summer?
She was, all I could tell is she just got out of a club.
Oh, that was totally Michelle.
When was the last time I went to a club?
You love those clubs.
I don't love the club.
That's why you like that reggaeton music.
I don't like the reggaeton music.
All right, Jenna, listen, if that's the grossest thing you've seen, you got a lot more living to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get out there, girl.
How old are you? How old are you now?
I'm 14, about to be 15.
Oh, there's so many more gross things that are going to happen in your life. You won't even be phased, girl.
Yeah.
All right, pal. Have a good one. Sorry we embarrassed you.
All right.
Hi, Jenna's dad.
That wasn't nice.
It was a total mom move. I just mommed Jenna on the air.
Oh, you did.
Yeah. I'm so proud of myself right now.
Maybe I'm allergic to wheat.
I thought you were going to say weed.
No.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Going to the gym, working on my drawing,
going to ceramics. I could go to Pilates, but I can't.
Working on stuff for the store trade show next week and maybe going to see the movies.
Which movies?
I want to go see Hateful Eight. I haven't seen it yet.
Ew. Station manager Ken said that that movie is like torture porn.
Sounds awesome.
Were you on that gab list?
Yes.
It was funny. He never says anything. I know. He just interjects with that. 201-209-9368. I think we're just going to chill on the air tonight, like snow style, you know?
Snow style?
Yeah, like we're both wearing chunky sweaters.
Informer style?
Informer. Yeah, you know what I mean?
All right. I think I need to wear my glasses.
All right, if Madman says that the board is sad one more time, I like that he thinks the whiteboard is sad, but when it was black, it was cool.
I mean, it was cool. But this makes
Do you want me to change it back?
No, because this makes more sense with our website.
I know, that's why I changed it. Thanks for understanding.
It's branded.
Thanks for understanding my aesthetic.
It's a branded ID.
Nobody else gets it.
Well, how many people look at our website?
I can tell you. A lot. More than you think.
More than I think?
Yeah. I'll send it to you. You're on the radio. At least 25 a day.
It's pretty good.
What's up?
Okay. I have a story.
Okay.
This one time I was commuting through Penn Station. And
it's so hot.
I had to use the bathroom, which is a terrible idea. And I was waiting in line to use one of the urinals, and everybody was kind of avoiding this one guy who was making a lot of noise at one of the urinals. And I noticed he was continuously flushing the toilet, and he was scooping the water out of the toilet, and he had his shirt rolled up all the way up to his his like collar, and he was scooping all the toilet water onto his chest, bathing himself in the urinal.
Oh my God.
Wow.
It was wild.
That is desperation.
That's depressing. That makes me upset. Really that makes me so sad.
Yeah.
Maybe we should not do this topic.
Oh, was that too
Maybe
mean?
We should ask people what's better, unicorns or rainbows.
You can't make people choose.
Why not?
It's too hard.
Well, one's real and one isn't, so.
They're both real.
Mm-hmm. Is this like the time you told us you could breathe underwater?
I did know how to breathe underwater.
Right.
No, didn't we dispel that last week?
No.
You kind of admitted last week that it was a lie.
No. That's not what happened.
Is this also like how you made the picadillo?
That was different. That was a lie. Sort of a lie. I heated it up.
Yeah, but you didn't make it.
Okay.
I told everyone I know about that.
Why? It
felt like I made it. And then Ashley was like, that's kind of like that story she told at your birthday.
What story?
The story that you told that then when it was my turn to tell the story, it was completely different from the version you told.
No.
Okay, let's not get into details.
Okay.
Same idea, though. Anyway, what's your name, pal?
My name's Ian.
Everything I told Ashley was true.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
All right, Ian, have a good one. That is absolutely not true.
Say it. He doesn't listen to the show anymore anyway.
Say what?
What I told Ashley that was a lie.
You told her that you got dumped.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, dude, you did not get dumped.
I kind of got dumped.
You most absolutely did not get dumped. All of that was your decision, your choice.
I kind of got dumped.
You did not get dumped. What's the grossest thing you've ever witnessed in public?
I don't like the way you treat me sometimes.
I mean, I'm sorry that you can't handle the truth, but you didn't get dumped.
Not that time, maybe.
No, not that time, but that was the time we were talking about. Oh, my knee hurts.
I kind of got dumped.
Nah, not really. Like, it was your choice.
Someone broke up with me because I didn't want to be with them.
Are you listening to yourself?
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's all I need to say. Hi, you're on the radio.
I saw something gross and unusual recently.
What's that, pal?
I was at the 7-Eleven getting a cup of coffee.
Delicious!
I love frozen Coke.
Wait, but you gotta put the cherry and the Coke and get the right ratio.
I don't like that.
Just a little cherry to a lot of Coke.
I like the frozen Coke.
Wrong.
Classic style. All right. There's no wrong answer on that.
Yes, there most absolutely is. Go ahead, my friend.
Dictator.
Half blue and half red in my
dictator?
Situation. Yeah, you're a dictator.
But I'm weird.
I know you're weird. Keep going.
So I look up my coffee in the coffee cup. There's a 70-year-old man in, like, running shorts walking by. And he reaches from, then he's walking.
Let me tell you something. You can't say that word. You can say he does number one.
I apologize.
That's okay.
He went number one.
Uh-huh.
While he was walking.
In the middle of the 7-Eleven.
Outside. 7-Eleven in the parking lot.
Uh-huh. Well, what's wrong with that?
He was just spraying it. Like, he pulled out of his shorts and just did the number one and walked.
Did he pull it out of the top of his shorts or the bottom of his shorts?
The bottom, which made it weirder and grosser.
That almost makes it awesome.
That's cute.
Yeah.
You think the bottom is better?
It's kind of funny.
But it was kind of funny. I sat aghast for a few minutes.
How short were his shorts? Because now I'm trying to gauge the size situation.
Maybe he had that little mesh undershort on.
Basketball shorts.
They were basketball shorts?
Like the loose, like... We used to call them shorter than what we used to call jams, like just above the knee.
Those are long shorts.
Kind, they were red. I can't get the picture.
And he must have had to pull them up, correct?
He pulled up like one leg, his right leg, and then he just reached.
Wait, he lifted a leg like a dog?
No, he lifted the short leg.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay, got it.
To get inside.
Uh-huh, right.
And he just number one and walked. I'd never seen that in my life.
How old was he?
70.
He was about 70.
Do you think he was, like, 70. Senile? Or he just is, like, that person is, like, you know what? When I'm 70, I'm going to probably do that kind of stuff. Because...
Ah! in a lot of different places, but I never did it while I was walking before.
I'm going to.
Kudos.
This show is just, like, adding things to my bucket
list. Bucket list.
they have
number one while walking.
Done. I'm going to do it tonight.
Where you can, number one standing.
Gross.
I've seen this.
All right, pal. Have a good one.
I'd like to be able to pee while I'm standing. It's called, like, a you go girl.
Marcel says, I have a friend who swears by the walking and number one-ing and method in public. He thinks it's less noticeable. We are walking in the city, I look down, and dude is just number one-ing.
What?
That is so gross. What if there's, like, a little wind and it catches on your leg, Marcel? I mean, I'm just saying.
(201) 209-9368 This is Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU. Call us up and tell us what the grossest thing you've witnessed in public is.
Sean G says, Tipper and Al Gore kissing.
That is a good one.
On the list.
That was really weird.
Wait, is that worse? What's worse, Tipper and Al Gore kissing, or that time that Michael Jackson and Priscilla Presley, is that her name?
Oh. What about the time Angelina Jolie and her brother made out on stage?
That wasn't gross.
That was kind of gross.
I wasn't grossed out.
Which one was grosser, the Michael Jackson one?
Dude.
Or the Al Gore one?
The Michael Jackson one was disgusting. She was, like, in so much pain. It was, like, worse than watching a bad porn where the girl just, like, obviously does not want to be there.
And he was all like, people say
that,
and I'm in love.
So gross.
Damn.
Remember that?
Yeah. Ugh. Yuck. Ugh. I feel weird.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, it's Steve from Staten Island.
Hey, what's up?
Okay, so one of the grossest things I've ever seen, I was at a Subway. At a Subway restaurant.
Is it a restaurant?
Absolutely. Me, gourmet. I love the Subway. Yeah.
I like Subway, too.
The guy in front of me was ordering, like, a foot long. I don't know what kind of sandwich he got. But, like, you know how there's, like, the different toppings, and you can get whatever you wanted?
Mm-hmm.
He got, like, everything, which isn't, like, so
what do you mean, everything?
But, yeah, everything. Like he just wanted everything.
Every single thing.
And that included
thing.
All the sauces. Every sauce.
They have, like, 9 sauces.
Yeah. He
what meat did he
one.
Have on
like, it? It transcended from, like, a sandwich. No. But, like, the bread was really...
Oh, man. Dude, you gotta cover... Wait.
Every
wait.
Subway topping and sauce. And then he was to sit down, and he ate the whole sandwich with his hands.
Well, how else do you eat a Subway sandwich?
Just... Well, no, not like bread. Like, he was just grabbing the innards.
Ew!
And then he was licking his fingers clean.
Ew. Ew.
The whole place was just, like, aghast.
That's a lot of sauces.
What's your name, pal?
It's Steve from Staten Island.
Right, you're on the list. All Listen at the end of the hour, you might win a free T-shirt.
Awesome.
Maybe we could be Subway spokespeople after that whole Jared debacle.
You think they'll like us? They'll be too scared. One time I was at a barbecue joint in Miami, Shorty's, and there was a guy who was getting, like, those little plastic cups filled with mustard.
Mm-hmm.
He was drinking the mustard out of them with a straw.
Ew. How can you drink mustard through a straw?
He just was sucking it through a straw.
He must have been sucking hard.
My mom was like, what? I'm like, Mom, stop
Your
staring.
Mom must have been disgusted.
She was
disgusted.
Dying. She's all, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Prissy style.
I'm scared of meeting her.
Why?
What if she doesn't like me?
Why? Honestly, like, all my friends were like, what if she doesn't like me? I'm like, she doesn't care.
Oh. What if she doesn't care?
Yeah, she probably won't care. Mr. Johnny wants you to name all 9 Subway sauces.
I don't know them all. Mayonnaise? There's that really good Thousand Islandy one. There's the spicy chipotle. That one's really good.
Why do you even know all of this?
If $5 footlong, baby.
Ooh, I'm going to get a Subway sandwich for dinner. After I got my shoulder surgery, all I ate for like a month was a Subway sandwich a day. It was delicious every day.
You got a 6-inch or a footlong?
6.
What kind?
Turkey, Swiss, sometimes provolone. Lettuce, tomato, cucumber, pickle, mayonnaise, salt, and pepper.
What else?
That's it.
I like all the meats. What's the meat lover's one?
Oh, that's disgusting.
I like bologna.
Ooh, I'm going to make a pork chop tonight.
Ooh, I wonder if my roommate will make me a fried bologna sandwich tonight.
That sounds gross.
No, it's good. They fry up like little hats. And then you cut them and then they look like Pac-Mans.
What I saw on like Dirty Jobs, that show, like how they make bologna, it was so gross.
Yeah, I mean, it's true.
I mean, it tastes good though, I guess.
Do you know what show I love?
What?
Deadliest Catch.
I like Dirty Jobs because I want to do it with that guy.
I don't know who that is.
Mike Rowe is his name.
How do you think I would do off the grid?
I think you'd do pretty well.
I'm going to move off the grid.
Would you, like,
I'm gonna
plant your own crops and stuff?
Yeah, my goal before the end of the year...
Would you let all your hairs grow really long, if you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with you.
No, no, no. That's the whole thing of being off the grid.
You have to be alone.
I might have a male companion. Sorry. My goal before the end of the year is to catch and kill my own animal and eat it. A fish doesn't count.
Like a
deer? I'm not going to eat a dog.
Like a squirrel?
Like a deer.
When are you going to do that?
I could shoot a deer with a bow and arrow in Connecticut.
So when are you going to go there?
Not sure.
Can I go?
Maybe.
I won't shoot anything. I just want to watch you shoot yours.
I think that it would feel really good to have a full meal that you killed with your own hands.
I want to go.
My cousin raises...
I'll record it for a Shut Up Weirdo episode.
My cousin raises his own chickens and slaughters them himself in, suburban Connecticut.
No, you have to hunt it. You can't, like...
He also hunts deer in suburban Connecticut.
Okay, fine. But if you're going to do this, it has to be something you hunt. It can't be, like, you go and, like, chop the head off one of his chickens.
Why? That still counts.
Not really. It's like the animal's already being given to you on a silver platter.
Oh, so I'm spoiled?
Yeah. No, you gotta like go out
hunt
in the wilderness.
Down.
Yeah, it has to be like a wild animal that you hunt.
Okay.
But I support this.
I think that it would teach me a lot.
About what? The cycle of life?
A lot of things.
Like?
I feel like I complain so hard about life being that really hard.
But what if it's really easy for you to kill an animal? Madman says, Michelle, that is beautiful. Paul D, Michelle really is Spunky Brewster. Mr. Johnny said, I would be Mike Rowe's dirtiest job. Well played, Mr. Johnny.
That's funny.
And Marcel agrees that Dirty Jobs guy is kind of hot.
I don't know who he is.
Mike Rowe, he's so hot. He's like the voice on all the like Chevy commercials too. Mm.
Stop that.
Sorry. Anyway, I'm into this, Michelle. But I do think it needs to be a wild animal.
I'm going off the grid, baby.
All right, boo.
How do I do the radio show from off the grid?
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
I'll come meet you and bring you, like, soap once a week.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Maybe we should answer some calls.
The only thing I'm scared of is being really, really cold. That's my biggest fear, is being cold. I'd rather be hungry than cold. I'd rather be just about anything than cold.
You are, yeah. Remember when you were shivering in the last marathon video?
I get so cold so quick. I'm going to have to put some weight on, I think.
You're going
to
get fat?
If I'm going to live off
that.
The grid.
What's worse for you, being cold or being fat?
Why don't we take a call?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. When I was in high school, I had a summer job working in a restaurant. One of my jobs was cleaning the ladies' room.
Ew. I'm so sorry.
The men's room is grosser.
No, the ladies' room is grosser.
Absolutely.
Is it more gross or grosser?
But here's the best part. A woman walks in and has a miscarriage.
What do you mean?
And I got weak, and I was very fortunate in that I had a woman manager, and she didn't make me clean it up.
Isn't a miscarriage just blood?
There's smells.
Oh, my God. Get it together, buddy.
you know, smells and blood.
Yeah, blood coming out of a vagina smells. It does. Sorry.
Seriously. A miscarriage involves a fetus.
Oh, come on.
You can't see it.
Yeah, you wouldn't even know where it was in the mess of blood.
Oh, I take it you've witnessed a few yourself.
Maybe I have. How would you know?
I wouldn't.
Exactly.
I got too weak and I left, and like I said, I didn't have to clean it up.
That's nice they didn't make you clean it up.
That's so nice that that woman had a miscarriage in the bathroom and you got grossed out and ran. How nice of you.
How old were you?
17.
Fine.
Cut him a break.
Fine. Fine.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.
He's mad at you.
Whatever, I'm mad at him. Like, I'm out of here, lady. Good luck.
He was 17. I have to start wearing...
Wait! Barbara says that Mike Rowe is the voiceover on Deadliest Catch!
What?
Oh my god!
We're in love with the same man?
No, you're in love with Deadliest Catch. I'm in love with Mike Rowe.
I wouldn't be able to handle it on Deadliest Catch.
He's so hot, that guy. He makes the worst jokes on that show. They're so bad.
Are they funny?
No.
Worse than Stage Manager
Ken's... I mean, you know,
Ken's...
I love bad jokes.
Like Stage Manager Ken's jokes?
Stage Manager Ken's jokes are funny.
Sometimes.
I mean, you're right. They're really weird.
They're really weird.
No, these are just dumb. They're not weird.
And then he laughs at them all weird after he makes them. He's all proud.
And we just sit there staring at him. Weirdo. What a weirdo that guy.
He's awesome.
He's so weird.
He's so cool.
He is like one of the weirdest people I've ever known.
He might be top five in the weirdest people I've ever met. He's weirder than you. He's weirder than me.
Of course he's weirder than me. You're a close second, my friend. Mr. Johnny says dude should have called up Mike Rowe to tidy up that miscarriage. Messed up. Oh my god, I wonder if Mike Rowe's gonna find out I'm in love with him and call me. He's probably single. I would totally go there.
Let me see his picture.
He's so sexy.
What's that show about? People who have disgusting jobs?
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
I don't know, like cleaning sewers and stuff like that.
And then he goes with them?
Yeah, and they teach him how, and he does it, and he makes really bad jokes.
Does he have a bad attitude or a good attitude?
No, he has a good attitude.
How old is he?
This old. He's so cute.
He's corny looking.
He is corny. I mean, he's got, like, this dumb, corny persona on the show.
Who's that other famous dude I wanted you to go out with?
Louis C.K.?
No, that's me.
Oh.
How dare you. How dare you?
You told me he was my spirit animal before you were in love with him.
I've always been in love with him.
Whatever.
A year ago now was when I was supposed to see him and we had that horrible snowstorm, remember?
Remember when he was at the record fair?
No.
You don't remember when someone called in and pretended?
Oh.
All right. So what happened? What were you saying?
I don't know. 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, this is Frankie and Michelle.
Yes, hello.
Well, my name's Rooster.
Hi,
and
Rooster.
I'm calling from Holapaw, Florida. Now, I can't hear your show because it's not broadcast down here. But my son is listening to your show, hopefully right now. His name is Scott, and he's unable to call your show. And so he asked me to do it for him.
Okay, do you have an answer to the topic? What's Scott's answer for the topic? Grossest thing you've ever witnessed in public.
Well, say that again.
Grossest thing you've ever witnessed in public.
Oh, the grossest thing. Well, I can't give you his answer because he's in New York and I'm in Florida. Mm-hmm. And he can't call the show and... the grossest thing I've ever seen. gross is an interesting word here.
Jesus.
I'll tell you the grossest thing I ever saw. It was when I was a child. I was up in Canada on a road trip with my parents in a 39 Buick. And we came upon an accident where... people were literally ripped apart.
Yeah? That sounds awful. I'm so sorry.
Please forgive me for that answer, but...
Yeah, that's a really bad answer.
Well, you asked for gross.
Let me tell you something, Mr. Rooster.
Yes, ma'am.
You are most definitely not winning a t-shirt.
Wow. Yeah.
Have a good one. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is, what's the grossest thing you've ever witnessed in public? Cosmic Matrix says, Rooster sounds like he's on painkillers. Sure did. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, it's Jake from the comments board.
Hi.
Hey, Jake.
Hey, I got a few based on the subway, so I'll just tell you one.
Okay.
So hot, you know when train pulls in and, like, you see that car is, like, half filled with people, but then the other half is empty, and you're like, what's up with that?
Yeah.
Like, for 2 seconds, you think you get a seat.
Yeah. you know, it's because something smells.
I do have the feeling always, like, yes, I'm going to get a seat. And then I realize like when I get on, like, I'm screwed.
Like, for a split second, you have hope, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
And then the car opens, and I didn't smell anything. So I looked over there, and it was this fat guy. He looked like a sumo wrestler, like really fat, tanned, kind of Asian-looking with a top knot, but he has no shirt on, and he's just sitting there lotioning himself. Like, he has, like, bags of cheap, like, drugstore lotion, and he's just lotioning himself constantly on the train.
And he smells?
What? No, he didn't smell.
Wait, he
took over the whole side of the train because he's rubbing lotion all over his fat body.
That's amazing.
That's cool.
Was he wearing clothes?
He had no shirt on.
He was wearing, like, he looked like he came off the beach because he had, like, sandals and he had, like, ripped up pants or something. Like, he came, like, he was off a, like, he just got off a desert island and he ended up on the subway.
I think that's cool.
I would have totally sat there and watched him.
I did. And then, but then the funnier part is, like, I'm staring at him, everybody's staring at him, and then this guy, like, he makes, like, this, like, noise, like, he's staring at him, and then I go, yeah, look at that guy, he's just putting lotion all over himself. Then that other guy starts shouting at me, like, who are you to judge what he's doing? Or something like that. Like, he's just shouting at me like I'm judging the lotion guy.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have been judging. Maybe the lotion guy really just had some dry, cracked skin, you know?
It is cold.
I know. Maybe it should be open-minded.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is grossest thing you've ever witnessed in public.
Are you really getting Subway for dinner?
No, I'm going to make a pork chop.
Have you seen the movie Victoria?
People are mad at me for hanging up on Rooster.
Why?
I don't know. I thought he was BSing. Why would I listen to that, you know? What's Victoria?
That movie that's about the heist. It's like a drug thing, and it's shot all in one shot, kind of like how Birdman was.
No.
What?
JoJo on the comments board says, Frank Green and Michelle, speaking of miscarriages, do you guys still want to have children? Only if they come out the way our listeners. Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on the radio. Turn yours down, please.
Awesome. Hi.
Okay, you need to turn your radio down.
Hello. Can you turn your radio down?
Hi. This is Alexa and Jim.
Hello.
And hello.
What's the grossest thing you've ever seen in public?
I need patience.
Okay, so the grossest thing I've ever seen.
Hi, you're on the radio. Getting pissed. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Hello?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, this is Alexis. And, wow, I didn't know I was getting through. Amateur hour here, sorry. So this guy kind of stole my Subway thunder. I'm a little bit upset, but I have a story, so... I don't know how I'm going to go about this. I know you guys can't talk about the act of number two, or I don't know. How do I do that?
You can...
Say number two.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right, so here's the deal. So just on the car doing, you know, doing the ride and, you know, just it's normal day, completely normal guy. All of a sudden, he pulls down his pants and it's projectile diarrhea everywhere. And so obviously everyone is completely freaking out, as they should, and screaming and moving to the other side of the car. But the best part is that there's this one guy on the train that looks exactly like Chris Christie, and he is completely unfazed. And he's just sitting there, just cackling to himself, like, ah, ha, ha, and he pulls out a cigar and just lights it up. And it just is like, you know, he spends the rest of the ride until the next stop just smoking his cigar. And it was probably one of the strangest things I've ever seen in my life.
That's so weird.
That's bizarre.
I like that story, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it was so long ago. It was right after I moved to New York, and I was kind of just like, okay, welcome to New York. But, yeah.
All right, sister, what's your name?
My name is Alexis.
All right, Alexis, thanks for calling.
Sure.
Have a good one.
Bye. Bye-bye.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is, what's the grossest thing you've ever witnessed in public? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I have a question.
What's up?
Do you remember the time when we fell in love? Do you remember the time when we first met? Yeah.
Normally we wouldn't allow something like that, but it was a little funny.
That was beautiful. I love this show.
We need a song for Marathon.
I know. It has to be a duet.
I thought it didn't have to be a duet.
Well, we would prefer for it to be a duet. Or to be able to be sung like a duet.
I want
to
sing that Buzzcocks song, Why Can't I Touch It? Do you know that song?
Is it a duet?
No.
If you don't want to sing together, you need to tell me now so that I can think of my own
song. I want to sing together. It's my 40th birthday.
What does that have to do with it?
I'm not sure. I want to sing together every year.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. That's weird. I'm listening to you guys. Maybe there's a delay.
Yeah, there is.
Okay. every time I tell this story, it makes me want to vomit. I hope it doesn't make you guys want to vomit, but okay, are you ready?
Let's hear it.
I'm nervous.
So when I was in high school, I think there was probably about 10 guys. They all dared and bet this one guy that he would not drink their spit for like $50. So they all like hocked loogies into this plastic cup.
Ugh.
Yeah, and then he drank it.
Oh. Oh.
That's the story.
Ugh, dude, no.
Ugh.
I think that's the grossest thing, to be honest, so far.
Would you drink my loogie at the marathon for $40,000?
Absolutely
not.
$40,000. If someone told me I had to drink your loogie or I'd lose the show, I'm out of here.
What if it was like loogie and a splash of whiskey?
No.
Loogie and a splash of vodka.
Nope. What's your name, buddy?
What would you do?
What's your name, buddy?
Mitch.
Mitch, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free T-shirt.
All right.
Have a good one.
That is nasty. Right. That is nasty. Not a lot of things make me feel gross.
Remember that time you almost threw up on the air?
Yeah, this is making me feel disgusting.
That was epic.
This is making me feel really weird.
Mr. Johnny wants to know what surprises we have in store for the marathon this year. We haven't even talked about it.
All the different loogies probably all have like different smells and tastes because they're coming from
different people's
mouths.
Stop, dude. Ew, stop.
Ugh. Hey, Greg Harrison's here. Greg Harrison, designer of the T-shirt that you could potentially win if you are Frangry's favorite caller.
Potentially. Sent out two today, Gumby from Bayonne.
I love Gumby from Bayonne. He's cool.
201-209-9368. Grossest thing you've ever witnessed in public. I love him, too. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, good evening. How you good girls doing?
Pretty good.
Hey, so gross stuff. I got two stories for you. First off, before we jump into those, I think you guys have an awesome show and I imagine you're pretty hot, but we'll stay away from that.
Thanks. Who's hotter?
Thank you. He said, I imagine you're both pretty hot.
Oh, we are.
Super hot. You definitely sound very attractive.
Super hot.
So normal, so hot.
So hot.
Awesome line.
Not weird at all.
Super well adjusted.
Totally emotionally stable.
Yeah, pretty tough to stay emotionally stable on the other side. Okay.
Now, to your call.
So I'm 17 years old. You know, we're out with the guys. We're water skiing. We've got a pretty decent boat. We're pulling up to the gas dock. And there's a girl on the side of the gas dock. And she has one of those tube tops, but it's pulled down below her breast.
It's cool. I like that look.
And they were
you're wearing the marathon?
Looking.
It was horrible looking?
They were, you know, so you can imagine, 17-year-old guys, first thing they want to do is see a girl's breasts, right? And here we come upon this pair of probably the worst-looking breasts you could even imagine.
Really? Why?
They were just...
Like droopy, like pancake boobs?
No, they were just round, and they had no shape, and they were,
round, but had no shape.
She was a redhead, so they were kind of spotted.
Ooh, I love redheads.
And nothing wrong with redheads, but for some reason, they were just horrible to look at.
I'm so sorry that you saw those breasts. I'm so sorry.
But, you know, you can imagine the young guy, that's all they want to see, right? So it's a pretty traumatic event for us.
All right, have a good one.
201-209-9368. We've got about 15 minutes left here on Shut Up Weirdo.
Ken from Hyde Park says, Frangri and Michelle could baby bird loogies to each other for a fun marathon video.
That'd be so gross. We do need some stunts, though.
We need stunts and prizes. Although we know what we're doing for a premium. Mm-hmm. It's another cool t-shirt. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is what's the grossest thing you've ever witnessed in public? You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU. You're on the radio. Hello, you're on the radio. I'm going to hang up in 3 seconds.
I might try and get a ride home.
Hello, you're on the radio.
Hey, embarrassing story time. So first of all, for the guy who just called in, I just want to say I'm a redhead and I love redheads too.
Yeah.
I was in love with a redhead once.
I love redheads. I want a redhead baby.
Really?
Yeah.
You can have me anytime. No, but seriously, I was at a bookstore one time, and this guy was, shall we say, stroking his goose in this corner. It was disgusting.
Ew! I see that on the subway a lot.
Like self-help section, he was like a Kama Sutra or something like that. It was disgusting.
That's funny.
All right, have a good one. Mr. Johnny says he wants to contribute money to buy you your Vitamix. Frangri, have you put something together for this? No, that's not my job. If Michelle wants her Vitamix, she needs to put it on an Amazon wish list or something. Jesus. Frangri, have you put something together for this?
I don't know why I think it's so funny.
Marcel says, hey, Michelle Bennett's there. He'll drive you home. He'll do anything you ask. Will he drive me home?
Maybe.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I love getting rides.
I'll give you a ride.
We could. Have you ever ridden a mechanical bull?
No. Where are we going to get one of those? We're not going to get one here.
Just wondering if you ever did it.
No, but that would be a great marathon stunt.
But I've never ridden a mechanical bull, and I've always wanted to.
But that means we would need to get a mechanical bull here.
Maybe we could just ride Ken. I like when men give me piggyback rides. Do you?
Oh, my God. Yeah, hot.
Mm-hmm.
I like anything a man does that makes me feel little. What? It's true. Like, if you hug them and they pick you up off the ground, I'm like, I turn into Jell-O. What?
I like a good piggyback ride.
If you're on the couch and he like picks you up and takes you somewhere else, like to the bed.
Like to the bed.
I'm into that.
I like it when they take me to the kitchen.
Wait, what happens in the kitchen?
You get to eat.
You're so weird. I thought you were going to like cook him dinner.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway. Sorry. 201.
Purcell is like, wow, ride Ken? WTF? 201-209-9368. Now that Michelle and I are thinking about hot dudes, what's the grossest thing you've ever witnessed in public? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. I used to work at a bookstore in college, and there used to be this hippie guy who would come in and sit down and read books. So he got kicked out of our store for picking a scab off of his scalp and flicking it at people.
I'm sorry, though. When I see people picking scabs, I actually want to throw up.
I'm a big scab picker.
I don't know what it is. It makes me want... I gag.
It was on his forehead. Like,
he ice pick my head. His, it's a bad habit.
And he kept on, like, taking little pieces and flicking it.
That is so gross. I like this story. I think it's so weird. What's your name, buddy?
Oh, it's Paul D.
Paul D. Board. All right, thanks for calling.
All right, have a good one.
Bye.
What are you laughing?
Robin said that last bit was like an R. Kelly B-side.
What was?
We were talking about how we like what we like guys to do. Is it snowing yet? No.
I can't have it snow till I go to the ceramic studio and pick up my pieces.
Okay, well, I can't have it snow until I get home because I have fragile things I'm taking with me.
What kinds of fragile things?
Johnny Muller drawings.
Oh. I think we need a ride.
In the snow? We can't ask him to give us a ride in the snowstorm.
It's not snowing.
It's gonna.
I'm getting a ride home.
Hi, you're on the Hi, you're on the radio.
The weather alert hasn't gone off at all, and it went off so many times during
Sheila's
show.
Because we have the mics on, dude.
No, the light would be blinking.
Oh, hi, you're on the radio. Maybe the snowstorm was canceled.
Okay, time to raise the bar, ladies.
Hello, Chris.
Now, hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Chris, now, are you on Tinder?
No.
Are you on OK?
I squatted on my Twitter page, but my Facebook is anonymous.
There's a man who looks like you on the dating sites, and I thought it was you.
We are a dime a dozen.
And his name is Chris. He looked just like you. I really thought it was you.
Another one of my doppelgangers. Uh-huh. I grew up in a neighborhood full of Irish guys who looked like me. But right now, I live in Chinatown, see? So I could bore you with stories about how people squat between cars, do number one, do number two. They do, like, one-fingered nose blows and things.
Oh,
like
those
that.
Are the worst.
Those are gross, not
That's
rockets.
Nothing. That's nothing. Or I could tell you about when I was about 8 years old and I saw somebody take a header off a six-story building. That was nothing. Nothing. Nah, what I got to tell you is one time around the like early 90s or something like that, it was like early summer, I'm coming from a party, I'm in the East Village, I'm over by the Tompkins Square Park, right? And there's this guy lying there. He's not so much homeless as like straight out hobo. I mean, we're talking hobo. You know, the body funk, the nasty clothing, the whole nine yards.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just lying there kind of groaning and rolling around. And I am a human being. And I decided, okay, I'm going to go try to help this guy out. So I walk up to him, I straighten him up, I pull him up off the ground, I walk him over to a bench, and I sit him up, and I'm just giving him 20 questions, like, did somebody hit you, are you okay, is everything fine, and he's just groggy and whatever, and he keeps scratching at his leg.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, what could be going on here? And then finally, it's just like, my curiosity takes over. I was like, is your leg okay? I mean, did you get hit by a car or whatever? And he's just like, kind of nods and like grunts at me. So I pull up his pants leg. It was a wound full of maggots.
I was going to say maggots.
In the morning, in the sun, and truly nauseating. So I did the right thing. I went and called 911 and made him the city's, problem from that point on.
I was going to say maggots. I don't know how I knew it was maggots.
Yeah, we're on the same wavelength, Michelle.
So gross. That is disgusting.
So the birthday's coming up. Have you got the joke yet?
No.
I think it already happened.
I'm scared about the joke.
I think it happened.
Frangry thinks it happened.
If I can get something in your style, I will forward it to you.
I think it happened.
Thank you.
Chris from Brooklyn, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour.
Have a good night.
Have a good one. Miss you.
That wasn't the funniest joke I've ever told in my life.
It's pretty good. And I liked that it was like a whisper.
Hmm.
I think that made it better.
Hmm.
Ken from Hyde Park says, hey, Michelle, good idea for the 7-second delay spelling bee. That should be a fun episode.
Who told him?
Maybe they talked about it on the air.
That was my idea. Thank you. Who told them?
Santina says we don't like our callers. That is so not true.
That is so
and I am
not
offended.
True.
Our callers are our family.
They are my life.
How dare you, Santino? Pissed.
I wonder how people know about the spelling bee.
Maybe they talked about it.
Do you think you're going to win?
Yeah, I'm totally going to win. I'm a great speller.
I thought you were good at math.
I'm good at math, too.
You're
I'm good at pretty
good at...
much everything I do. Hmm. I can. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, it's gross things in public, right?
Yeah.
You know the Bedford Avenue L station?
Never been there.
Well, it's one of the stations where there's a platform in the middle and the train runs on either side.
Mm-hmm. Like most. Okay.
So a couple months ago, I was waiting to go like further into Brooklyn, and the Manhattan-bound train arrived. And this guy in a really nice like three-piece suit steps off the Manhattan-bound train, and he doesn't look inebriated or anything. And he just walks clear across the platform, leans against one of the poles down at the subway station, and then gets on his knees and projectile vomits for like a good like 45 seconds into the opposing platform. And then as soon as he was done puking, he just got up and wiped his mouth off, clapped his hands, and then got on the next Manhattan train.
Like it ain't no thing.
Yeah, I mean, it was...
That's badass.
Vomiting was gross, but all in all, it was pretty impressive.
That's kind of badass.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how drunk the guy was or not.
Maybe he was just sick to his stomach. He could have had the flu.
Yeah, could be.
We're good, though. All right, well, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
There's no message weather alert, so I think we're
good. That's weird. Something broken?
You know what it is? Maybe the responsible stations go off the air at 5 or 6 o'clock, and so they're not sending, like, weather reports out or something.
Are you saying we're an irresponsible station?
No, we don't send the reports, but, like, we get them from other stations sometimes.
No, 201-209.
Or something's
9368, what's the grossest thing you've ever witnessed in public?
Normally
Hi, you're on the radio. Yeah, it's weird we haven't gotten one. Hi, you're on the radio. Hi. Douche.
Unless we turn it off and there's a million there.
Hey, you're on the radio.
201-209.
Hi.
Turn your radio down, please.
Hi, how's it going? I was here to talk about the gross thing in public.
Okay, let's hear it.
Am I on the radio?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi. Okay. So this is what happened. It happened like 3 years ago. I was just on the subway, and I think my call is dropping.
It's not.
I'll call back in like a second.
It's not dropping.
Yeah. Okay.
You need to turn your radio down and hurry it up.
Jesus. What?
Turn your radio down and hurry your story up, because we're almost out of time.
Sorry.
Oh, he got nervous.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, my name's Steve. And years ago in the East Village around the 90s,
that weather were nice.
When there were a lot of squats
Marcel
around,
just told him
I was
to
living on 2nd Street between A and B. And one day there's this large 5-gallon container of something very close to the stoop of my building.
We don't have time
it was
for
actually
this.
In front of an abandoned building.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I
but said, you have 10 seconds.
10 seconds what to finish your story.
Sorry.
It was a 5-gallon container of excrement from the squat.
Ew, that's disgusting.
It was incredibly disgusting.
Ew. All right, buddy, have a good one. We gotta go. Who's the winner? Subway with everything in the toppings, Tipper and Al Gore kissing, maggot wound, or loogie drink?
I like maggot wound, loogie drink, and Tipper and Al.
I'll go with Sean G. Tipper and Al Gore kissing because it was different from all the rest. Send me your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
You are listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 and online at wfmu.org. We'll be back next week. Please stay tuned for Billy Jam.
Out of that water crisis in Flint, Michigan, where dozens of National Guardsmen are on the ground in Flint, Michigan.
The birthplace of General Motors, Michigan, is now a symbol of industrial decline.
Flint, Michigan.
And now, a new danger. A new danger. It's water. It's water. It's water.
Flint, Michigan. Flint, Michigan.
Black City, sense of betrayal. Filmmaker Michael Moore said what many were thinking. That this would never have happened anywhere else.
It's not just a water crisis.
Genocide.
It's a racial crisis.
Right.
It's not just a water crisis.
Genocide.
It's a racial crisis.
Right.
Protesters rallying around Governor Rick Snyder. Newly revealed emails to show when officials switched the Flint water source from Lake Huron to the Flint River to save money, they waited nearly 5 months to warn the public of the toxic levels of lead.
I'm going to tell you a story. I'm going to tell you about my town. I'm going to tell you a big fat story, baby.
The birthplace of General Motors. Flint, Michigan is now a symbol of industrial decline.
Down by the river, down by the banks of the river.
Flint, Michigan.
And pleated pants. His marriage was on the rocks like every other good policeman. He had a daughter, Penny, and a wife who smoked in bed. She preferred to sleep alone. A detective never rests.
Hey, Lenny loved his wife, Linda, loved her to death. A great salesman, a promise, but he's struggling in NY. And he feels like a schmuck. He wants to provide his wife with anything that she can think of. I'm talking about anything for his beautiful wife, Linda.
Lloyd's best friend in the world was an older cop named Dutch. They'd smoke cigarettes on stakeout and drink coffee out of thermos cups. Lloyd, his favorite gun, his trusty snub, those 38. He blew away this lady's date. Man, he's such a great cop.
After that, Lenny got his break in the form of a man named Max. Real estate loophole tax. LA is where the shit's at. First day, good deal. New place, new wheels. Pools where they swim nude. This is based off the book Ludes. Lloyd had his first break in the Julie Niemeyer case. An address in the personals of an erotic newspaper. Lloyd traced the P.O. box back to a lady with huge knockers. A call girl who sold nudes said she doesn't talk to coppers.
Cop, boost, boost. Cop, cop, boost, boost. Cop, cop, boost, boost. Cop, cop, boost, boost, boost.
Lenny's the best salesman, cocky hotshot now. Barging into ballet classes. Happy birthday, Linda. 500 SL Red, trips to Cabo, buying nightclubs and waterbeds. Nah, put her on the MX instead.
And Lloyd's wife laughs, she says it's a disturbed person. Printouts for every female homicide in the past 15 years, urgent. He's obsessed, a real mess, shaves at his desk with electric razor. He's playing by his own rules, wearing a leather instead of a blazer.
And he's now strolling in at 10. Hey, what's wrong with you, Max? You don't read the journal? They've closed the loophole shelter tax. And all the investors want their money back. Lay low for about a year. You and Linda relax. Don't worry, we'll come back, you know.
After that, Lloyd got acquainted with Miss Kathleen McCarthy, a feminist bookstore owner. She wrote really uncomfortable poetry, a bibliophile for books with titles like Rage in the Womb. She was gonna give Lloyd the skins, but he did, but she took a bath in the other room.
At Joel and Rochelle's crib, the night the business collapsed. Joel's doing mad boosts and convinces Lenny to. Lenny's high as mountains, feeling all cool. Gets Linda to try it and says, if you don't like it, we'll throw the rest in the pool.
Cop, boost, boost. Cop, cop, boost, boost. Cop, cop, boost, boost. Cop, cop, boost, boost, boost.
Now it's like Lenny and Linda doing boost a lot. Even stole from Max to start some type of helicopter shop and sell 747s overseas to the Turks and other European countries. He thinks everything he does will work.
Damn, Lloyd stepping on toes all over the department. Now even Dutch can't help him. He had one too many arguments. Lloyd tracks the killer down to his old high school gymnasium. He jumps from off the bleachers with the shoddy and then blazed at him.
After that, their beautiful place is gone. They're living in some dirty dump. More and more boost bumps. Everything is gone they want. Linda's now pregnant. Lenny makes promises to clean up. He's working at some surf shop.
B-movies have always been my inspiration. What's yours?
Sometimes I feel like I'm the best. Other times I get a little depressed. Like I don't like the shape of my head sometimes. Sometimes I wish that I was air. Some things don't need to be said. Used to ride a little special bus to special ed. Duck when they passed the regular school. Guess that I was worried about my rep or credit. Now I got bad credit, see. I always gotta pay your late fee. And if you're gonna know the ledge, you gotta keep your gun on safety. At least that's what rap told me back in the early 90s. Those are the type of things that molded me. Stunt your growth like a bonsai tree. One day I'll quit rapping. Go to the woods, get myself a log cabin. I don't mean the maple syrup. And I don't care if you can hear it. Cause if a tree falls, I'ma take and build a house. Man, I don't really need it all. That stuff would probably just louse me up. Like as if I had lice. That's where the word louse comes from. You could say someone was lousy, but that's a lousy thing to say. Unless they really had lice, then you maybe go get them the special shampoo. That'd be the nice thing to do. That'd be the right thing to do. Didn't I treat you right? Didn't I treat you right?
Didn't I treat you right? Didn't I treat you right? Didn't I treat you right? Didn't I treat you right? Didn't I treat you right? Didn't I treat you right?
Damn, I wrote a pretty good rap for this beat like a month ago. Scott Lossett, though, so it's like, he was like, you said something about Terminator X had an ostrich farm, then rhymed hella bitch shit with ostrich farm. Something about how you bet it all and then lost the farm. Maybe included the words Barbizon and Parmesan. Damn, that sounds pretty good. Food shit woke up, hadn't lost it. Wrote it on my phone, deleted it, and forgot it. I write a lot of this shit. Y'all don't really need to hear all of it. It sure they'll say a few times, just so I know you got it. Got it? Got these Tims on, but they look like Vans though. I don't really dance, but when I do, I dance slow. But that's neither here nor there though. Going back to Cali, let my beard and hair grow. I get older, start to really hate talking, start to really take offers to affiliate softly. Get older, start to think about dignity. All magic is fueled by mystery. I'm a fool, Mr. T will pity me. See me spit shit and leave for free. Sincerely, Victor V.
Didn't I treat you right? 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 Didn't I treat you right?